إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the issue of تعلق with Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله, and I mentioned the first question of the grave and the importance that we should build this تعلق with Allah. And today I want to remind myself and you about how ta'alluq is built. When you want to build a friendship with somebody, you spend time with those people. You spend time with that person. You spend money in terms of giving gifts and things like this. You go out of your way to be good to that person. Close friendships are not built on spare time. Close friendships are built on time which is taken out specially to be with that person. You do not build a taluk and close friendship with somebody on trash, on giving away what you don't need. You build a close relationship with that person in giving something that that person values, something which is of value to you, which you give to that person because it makes them happy. You don't give your old clothes or old shoes to somebody and expect them to be, they may like it, they may accept it. But if you are building a relationship with somebody, you don't give them something which you don't need, something which is not of value to you. You give something which is of great value to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this about building ta'alluq with Himself, where He said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot reach the highest level of piety. And what is the highest level of piety? It's ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level of piety. And Allah said, you cannot reach that until you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you value the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to value anything. That everything is His creation, it belongs to Him anyway. Here is a test of the ubudiyat of the slave. And that test is, Allah says, give that which you value the most, not your spare time, not your spare cash, not your spare whatever. That which you value the most, the best of your time, the best of your effort, the best of your wealth. And if you take the manifestation, if you take the practice of this ayah from the lives of the Anbiya, from the life of Rasulullah, from the lives of the Sahaba, there are many examples. Today we are sitting in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and so there is no better example than the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam to show what he did. This ayah is in the ayahs in the Quran, but I'm saying if you look at this ayah and say who among the Anbiya is a practitioner of this ayah, who did this, who is better as an example to give than the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the best of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he gets a child after years and years in his late age, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go and leave them in the valley of Makkah, and he goes and leaves them there. The best of his, what did he value more than his wife and his child? Leave them there. And then later on, an even bigger test. One is to leave, because if you are leaving there and you make dua, you have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them and will keep them. But the next test is to slaughter that son with your own hand. Is to slaughter that son with your own hand. And not give it to somebody else and say, go do it. No, yourself. Now what can be a bigger test than that? Ibrahim alayhi salam did that. What is a bigger test for somebody than to lose his own life? Which is Ismail alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this whole conversation in the Quran, where He says that when his son was old enough to walk with him, Ibrahim alayhi salam says to him, this is what I saw. This is what I saw. And then he says to him these words of the Quran, subhanAllah, every time I think about them, in the translation, they always translate it differently. Because the words of the Quran are, فَنْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He says to his son, look, what do you see? And if you look at most of the English translations, they say, what do you think? How is Tara think? Fandur madha Tara. Look, what do you see? He's talking to whom? He's talking to a little kid. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that Ismail alayhi salam was a teenager, he was 20 years old, he was 30 years old. He said when he was old enough to walk with his father. What does it mean? He was still a young boy. And who is talking to him? His father, who is so much older than him in age. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah alam, whether he was in his 80s or 90s, Allah knows best. Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah. And he's asking his son a question which today, if somebody asks me, definitely I do not know what the answer is. If somebody says, look in your heart, what is there? I don't know how to look into my heart. I don't even know if I have a heart. Not the organ that is pumping blood. I'm saying heart as in the meaning of the qalb. Is it there? Is it dead? I don't know. And he says to his son, Fanzur, look, Maza Tara, what do you see? And the reply of the son, he says, do what you have been ordered to do. And inshallah, you will find me among the Sabirin. He says, inshallah, you will, because he does not know how do you know whether you will have sabr or not? We don't know. This is a completely new. When was the last time you were slaughtered? You know, you can't say that. Yeah, I do this every week. I have sabr. No. Inshallah, you will find me among the sabirin. The best that you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now what is this best? This best is not always and not necessarily material. It's not even life. Sometimes the best is sleep. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the nubuwwat, among the first ayat to be revealed were the ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qalila. Stand up in the night, whole night. Stand up in the night. No sleep, stand in the night. Illa khalil, except for a small part. Nisfahu min qusminu qalila, awzid alayhi, and do what? Warattilil Qur'ana tartila. Recite your lesson. Recite your lesson. What did you learn? Recite your lesson. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it is difficult to stand up in the night. Allah knows that sleep is important. Allah knows that sleep we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much rest we need. Allah knows that sleep, especially towards the last part of the night, is very sweet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he knows, he ashad wa ta'waq wa maqila. Inna nashiyat al-layli, he ashad. Not easy, difficult to get up. But that is the best time to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for your discipline to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these ayat came maybe 12 years, maybe 11 years before, and these ayat and this tahajjud was established maybe 11, 12 years before the formal salat was established at the time of Isra al-Miraj. And Al-Baqidi narrates this in the Asbab al-Nuzul from Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first 19 ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil, and then for 12 months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the last ayah, the ayah of Rukhsah. So for 12 months she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba prayed tahajjud as if it was fard. And of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed tahajjud all his life, and I'm sure the people who prayed with him also prayed all their life without a gap. No gap. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bore witness to that. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thuluthi al-layli wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu wa ta'ifatun min alladhina ma'ak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bore witness to that. That the people, that the Nabi and the people who stood with him, giving up that which you love the most for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. For each one of us, it will be different. For some it is wealth, for some it is knowledge, for some it is time, For some it is sleep, for some it is laziness. For different people it is different things. You cannot apply the same measure for everyone. And that we have to decide. Because this is a taluk between the abd and his rabb. We have to decide, and we know that Allah already knows. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah knows. You can't tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, this is very valuable when you know it is not valuable. Allah knows. So we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't even like the word sacrifice, because sacrifice means that you are giving something without a reward. That is sacrifice. If you give something and you get a reward, it's not a sacrifice. And that's why I tell people, the only sacrifice is the tandoori chicken. It died for you and got nothing in return. But sacrifice in the path of Allah is a misnomer. It's a wrong term to use. You must never use that word. I say invest in the path of Allah. Because what do you call something when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you give me one, I give you 10. With that kind of odds, that's a sacrifice. How is it a sacrifice? If you are getting 10 times what you are giving, how is it a sacrifice? And that is the absolute minimum. Absolute minimum. My Rabb is not capable of giving less than that. I say this with the Jalal and Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say not capable, I don't mean not capable in that sense. But I'm saying that Allah is not capable of being stingy, of being baqil. Allah gives, and He gives without hisab. He tells us the numbers only for our, because we understand numbers. So giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because we want closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that's why I remind myself and you, when we are talking about ta'alluq with Allah, let us examine our own lives and ask ourselves this question and say that, what is it that I am giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my investment in building that relationship? And Allah has made it very clear. And of course, from the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's any number of examples about this ayah. And of course, we have the example of Abu Talha al-Ansari and Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and others. When this ayat was revealed, what they did, I don't want to go into all those beautiful stories here. We don't want to extend the time of this. But the point being that people who understood the kalam of Allah, they acted upon it. And that is what we have to hold ourselves accountable to. What are we acting? What are we doing? What are we doing? It's not how much you know, it's how much you do. That is what counts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him, and to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.